If you're a model strutting down the runway or posing in a photo shoot, you sort of have to be the center of attention. It's the job. But what if your motivation went beyond selling a handbag or a pair of jeans? What if you were trying to bring visibility to a group of people historically underrepresented in almost everything?
So I've always sort of had a bit of a fascination with modelling. And it just always seemed out of reach. I wasn't tall enough. Yeah, didn't have, you know, the right look, but I always thought that it would be something that if I did it, I knew it would increase my confidence. Like I knew I was lacking in confidence, but I felt that sort of getting in front of a camera would be really getting out of my comfort zone. And I'm seeing these diverse models with disabilities. And I was like, there's no reason that I can't do that.
Kate Maloney is chasing a dream. She wants to become a model, and it's something she's been thinking about for years. But her path here hasn't always been clear.
I was diagnosed with MS when I was 14 years old, and being an invisible illness, people obviously couldn't understand at all what I was going through, and I was still really fit and really active, but I was in a lot of pain. So then when it came to school and university and other things, I felt that other people were judging me, that I was able to get like extra supports and, you know, extra time with my assignments and everything at uni, and it just, I guess, just brought me down a bit. So multiple sclerosis is a neurological condition where the myelin is like the sheath around the nerve, sort of like comes away. So the messages that go from your brain to different parts of your bodies via your nerves, that sort of message can become interrupted. So it can cause people to not be able to walk properly or have balance issues. They might have a limp, something like that. My main symptom is pain. So essentially it's like false pain signals coming from my brain to all different muscles and different parts of my body. So I'll wake up in pain for absolutely no reason. Generally progresses, but there's really good treatments out there at the moment to sort of delay that progression. And fortunately, I've been really well for like the last 9 years. So the treatment that I'm on now is working. With me, obviously, I can still walk, I still go to the gym. Mine's very invisible. Yeah, I have a lot of pain, sometimes cognitive issues. Different for everyone. I can't speak for everyone. You know what to do if someone has a broken leg, you know, you'll help them walk or whatnot. People find it hard to know how to support you, but also I find it really, really difficult with an invisible illness to talk about being in pain, because if someone isn't in chronic pain, like pain 24/7, they don't understand what it's like or how that they can help.
So, you now understand Kate's backstory and why modelling would be a pretty daunting prospect. But let's fast forward to her first photo shoot.
I was so nervous at my first shoot. I turned up and, there was photographers and makeup artists and everything. I walked on set and then I joined a group photo with Monique and someone else, and we were just laughing, and it was like we were one big family. Yeah, I don't know, there's something about, just being able to express yourself. And a lot of this stuff that I'm talking about now, I would actually not usually ever be able to talk to someone about, which is really funny because I've got 20 people standing in front of me. So I don't know, it brings things out of me that I didn't expect. This is the part of it that I was not expecting at all. I'm in this room with like the most supportive group of like 30 people ever. Everyone's just amazing, super, super supportive. I feel like I'm really gonna get emotional. Yeah, I didn't think that like being in as much pain as I am or any of the other issues that come with MS would lead me to be here. There are challenges for people with disabilities in every aspect of life, particularly employment. 1 in 5 people have a disability, and so many of them are invisible, so people are just, they're suffering silently. And I think it would just bring inclusion and the need for that to the forefront, so more people can get help and the support that they need.